Blessings promised to those who abide in Christ, October 23. The meek shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, Matthew 5:5. There were occasions when Christ spoke with an authority that sent his words home with irresistible force, with an overwhelming sense of the greatness of the speaker, and the human agencies shrunk into nothingness in comparison with the one before them. They were deeply moved. Their minds were impressed that he was repeating the command from the most excellent glory. As he summoned the world to listen, they were spellbound and entranced, and conviction came to their minds. Every word made for itself a place, and the hearers believed and received the words that they had no power to resist. Every word he uttered seemed to the hearers as the life of God. He was giving evidence that he was the light of the world and the authority of the church, claiming preeminence over them all. Jesus places meekness among the first qualifications of his kingdom. In his own life and character, the divine beauty of this precious grace is revealed. Human nature is ever struggling for expression, ready for contest. But he who learns of Christ is emptied of self, of pride, of love of supremacy, and there is silence in the soul. Self is yielded to the disposal of the Holy Spirit. Then we are not anxious to have the highest place. We feel that our highest place is at the feet of our Savior. Lowliness of heart, that meekness which is the fruit of abiding in Christ, is the true secret of blessing. He will beautify the meek with salvation. It was through the desire for self-exaltation that sin entered into the world, and our first parents lost the dominion over this fair earth, their kingdom. It is through self-abnegation that Christ redeems that which was lost, and he says we are to overcome as he did. Through humility and self-surrender, we may become heirs with him when the meek shall inherit the earth.